I'm Mike Folta, the voice of your Rockford IceHogs.
Reichel shoots and scores! Super shot on and they score!
It's time to talk Rockford IceHogs hockey on 95.3 The Bull with Mike Peck.
And here he is. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, what an intro. Wow.
Yeah. Nothing but the best for you, man.
Man, I appreciate that. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good to have you back. See, and that's why you hired Mike Folta, right? Because yeah. He does a great intro and also calls a great goal. So good to have you back in studio. Lots happening this week for the IceHogs, huh?
Oh, man. We got a jam-packed weekend.
Yeah. Well, so. And you're finally back home, too, right? Disney on Ice. The mouse is finally letting you back into the BMO.
The mouse has turned the BMO back over to the IceHogs, which is good. But it's going right back to the figure skaters next week, which is awesome. It's great to see different things in the building.
All right, so what is on the schedule for tonight for the IceHogs?
All right, we got $2 beers. We got to start there.
Yeah.
Right? We got to start with the $2 beers. And we also have Thank a Farmer Night,
okay,
which is awesome. So we're going to do a bunch of stuff, recognize some different farmers in the area, and just a night where just paying tribute to a huge fabric of our community and our area.
Now, remember, when you go to the concession stand, the farmers made that happen.
Yes, they did. Yeah, flannels are not required tonight, but they are suggested.
Will Hammy be wearing a flannel?
That's a
great question. You know, a quick side story. So the IceHogs were in Colorado last week, and they actually went to a factory that makes cowboy hats, and they made all the cowboy hats for Yellowstone.
I saw this.
A couple
yeah.
of the boys actually bought some hats. But no straw hat for Hammy tonight. But our promo team will be wearing straw hats.
Very That's awesome.
Cool. Very cool. All right. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Autism Awareness Night, and it is huge. You were telling us it was almost sold out last weekend.
Yes. Yeah. It's still trending that way. It's going to be an awesome night tomorrow night. It's our superhero theme night as well, so we're going to wear some special jerseys, and we're going to have mystery pucks on the concourse. We're going to have a ton of different things going on tomorrow night at the game. The Autism at Easter Seals will be out. There'll be resources out there for people to pick up and learn about the program that they have there, and it's just a cool night. It's one of my favorite nights of the year.
The
cool.
superhero Hammy jersey, is that one that is going to be auctioned off?
Yes, so it'd be auctioned off. The most of the game-worn ones will be auctioned off at the game tomorrow, so you have to be at the game. It'll be done digitally through our app, mm-hmm. but we will have four or five different jerseys that we'll hold back that'll go on auction next week that fans that aren't going to the game can also access.
That's awesome. And what a great night. What a great cause. We were talking before we came on air. It's something that impacts a lot more families today with access to mental health care and stuff like that. So it's nice to see such a big figure in the community doing something that impacts so many people. So
yeah, and that's why, you know, they say awareness. Well, I think everybody's aware of autism, but at the same time, I think it's at some point people don't realize how close they are to it. Maybe it's someone in their family,
yeah.
a friend, whatever it might be. And that's where the awareness comes in. And the other side of it is there are resources there. We've had families at games that picked up resources, were able to get their child diagnosed with autism and really help them out. So it's really cool, the spectrum, if you will, that is felt at the game.
That's right. Incredible.
Get those tickets for the game tonight and tomorrow night at icehogs.com. So how is the team doing? How are we feeling right
so
now?
So lately, we've been at a little bit of a lull. I mean, overall, the team's still doing well, third place. But lately, a little bit of a dip, valley, if you will.
Well, can I give you some free advice?
Always looking for advice.
I'm not on the sports medical staff, but I can tell you that with the clouds and everything, they're probably suffering from seasonal affect disorder. Get them some tanning sessions.
Okay,
get them
all right.
some tanning sessions. Get their attitudes up, and I bet you we have a win streak.
UV lights in the BMO.
Yeah, exactly. Do we need to install tanning beds?
Maybe.
Is that even a thing anymore? Maybe. Remember that? Like, was that like, you know, 10, 20,
it,
30 years ago, right?
It still is.
Before you go on the cruise, you got to go hit the tanning bed, right? Get the base. Yes. You got to get the base before you.
Yes,
so, okay, that's great advice. We'll pass it along.
The players will be much better off.
Speaking of the players, Lucas Reichel back on the roster now.
Yep.
Blackhawks number one prospect, a huge, huge player for you guys, and he's impacting the team on the ice every night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's playing some meaningful minutes here. He's a guy that's going to have hopefully a long career in the NHL, hopefully with the Blackhawks. But right now, yeah, still get a chance to see him here in Rockford.
And that's the beautiful part of the IceHogs. Before we let you go, I wanted to get an update on the Russ Holden fundraiser. Obviously, your guys' equipment managers
yep.
had a stroke. He's back in Mississippi now recovering.
Yep.
But you guys are doing a fundraiser for him.
So, yeah, and actually, it ended last night. We eclipsed $30,000.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to all the fans who contributed to that. And it was a huge effort. Tyler Carpenter, big shout out to Tyler. He put that together. Dave Costello back at the IceHogs office. And Nicole Kane helped kind of put everything online. So, it was that team there that really made that happen.
Incredible.
So.
So good. All right. Well, that's Mike Peck with your Rockford Ice Hogs again. Tickets for Farmer Night tonight, Autism Awareness Night tomorrow night, or anytime throughout the season at icehogs.com.
One of my favorite parts of the week is talking to you, Mike Peck. Thanks for coming again.
Have a great weekend, guys.